Oh boy.
I think I need a drink of doodle doo.
Drinking again. Drink of the week time. Susie's gonna make something for us.
We need the cart in here though, right?
Let's bring it in, please.
Bring in the cart.
Come on. What are we making?
This is a hot mama. This would be a great drink for your mother.
Or in honor of her, in our case.
Yes.
For the special lady in your life?
Yes. Okay, so it is a delicious drink, and it's actually not hot. It's called hot because of a special toast that I have learned that I'm going to make when it's time to drink. So, all right, so you get yourself a champagne flute, you get a shaker with ice. And first of all, you're going to use an ounce of rye whiskey. This is Whistle Pig straight rye whiskey, and you're going to put an ounce in.
Familiar with that brand, Whistle Pig?
I don't drink rye that often. I know good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye.
The day the music died.
The day the music died.
At then the levee. You use a quarter ounce of yellow chartreuse,
which is what is exactly?
It's a liqueur. It's kind of herby.
Okay.
Herby. So it's a quarter ounce. So I'm going to do.
How many times four? An ounce.
It would be an ounce. Thank you.
The color of this is what blew up in the microwave.
All right. Don't wreck this for me.
Okay. Then a half an ounce of lemon juice.
We're going with the pre-made.
Yeah.
Did you shake it?
I did.
What's the date?
Oh, boy.
I just checked the date on Susie's juices.
You know what? It still has the thing on it where you can't squeeze it out. So I have an actual lemon. Ha! Huh?
That's going to be enough, but maybe that's a good thing.
Right. You squeeze the lemon in.
Oh, it's still sealed underneath the cap.
Yeah. Did you get it, Dean?
How do you get this cap on?
I know. It's impossible.
Here, let me try.
Awesome. Don't use your teeth.
Oh, you know all the tricks. Bang it.
Yep, it's not working. Okay, so you just use lemon juice.
All right.
And want some agave syrup. And you put in a little bit of that squeeze. Just
that comes out like honey.
Okay, and then you shake it.
Harder. There you go. Yeah, get your back into it.
Zoom in. And you strain it into your glass. Now, this is not the drink. This is just the base.
Okay.
And these are champagne flutes you're putting it in. Although, I guess Hoss gets stuck with the odd glass again.
One martini glass.
Wow, there's a lot of pulp in there. What is that from?
The lemon. And then you top it with champagne.
Is the toast going to be, here's to swimming with bull-legged women?
No, it's not.
Because that works for any occasion
I've found. It does, especially for Mother's Day.
Or when you go shark hunting. Right. Because that's a Captain Quint.
Yes. It's an old, I guess, I don't know if it's Irish or not, but it's an old toast. And there's a longer part because I've said it, and our friend Mike Shaw knows the rest of it.
And you top it with a
little
twist
of lemon. So that'll probably be plenty lemony enough.
Yeah, I think it's so.
There you go.
It's sort of a golden color.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. Cloudy.
And here is my toast that I learned from Jean Hanks, who is not really related to me, but she is like a sister, last weekend at our girls' weekend. Here's to heat, not the kind that burns down shacks and shanties, but the kind that makes girls shuck their bras and panties.
So classy for mom.
I thought the bull-legged woman one was bad.
That's how you become a mom.
This is a weird taste.
It's not as sweet as I thought. Yeah. I think the chartreuse and the herb make it a little bit better.
I don't have a problem with it. I am actually tasting
the whiskey.
The whiskey, but not in a horrible way. This is taking off a little bit of the, like if you were slamming it straight, right?
Yeah. It's not at all sweet.
No, not at all.
Well, how do you describe that? Because it's kind of a mixture of sweet and sour.
Yeah, kind of bitter, a little bit of
bitter. A bitter finish to it.
Yeah.
You know what? I like this.
Yeah.
I really do. I think it blended well. I had high doubts, but I'm going to swallow this.
It's dry.
Like your humor, Dean.
And complex.
I'm going to swallow.
I think it works. For me, it's kind of competing a little bit.
Some too of that complex
is,
for you?
Well, a lot of it
many
is...
Many things are.
I think some of these are fighting each other in there, but I'm not sure.
Well, it's
I'll
like
keep
your
drinking
kids.
It. Yeah.
It's moms. They fight each other like their kids do.
But I think mom would like it, so I'm going to vote to swallow and...
Yay!
To win.
A success today.
Yeah.
Recipe will be posted online. Check our social media for the Susie Drink of the Week.
Here's to you, Mom.